Glad you came online today for this daily devotional. And I hope the few words that are said will give you a brighter day and make a day greater in the service for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Who owns the church? I've had so many people say before and make reference to the fact when they speak of the church as saying, my church. Well, normally when we say my anything, it means that we own it. Now, of course, we all understand what people are talking about normally when they say my church, especially if they're members of the Church of Christ. But yet, we need to speak in such terms that can truly be understood to those who are not of the church, but to all to whom we may speak. Is it really our church? Well, certainly it isn't. The church actually is owned by our Father in heaven. I call your attention to the scripture, Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 5, where it says, blessed is our Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, or who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us with him, or in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now certainly we understand, as we have read the Bible many times concerning the church, that the church originated in the mind of God. In fact, as we read further in the Bible in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it simply says there, and the admonition is being given to a group of elders from the church at Ephesus, that they should shepherd the church of Christ, or the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ and friends who are listening in this morning, let us recognize the importance of the ownership of the church. And let us be glad that our Father in heaven loved us so much that he was willing to give his Son to die upon the cross for the remission of our sins, and also allowed us to become members of the church. Indeed, our Father in heaven owns the church.